This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Public school students across Illinois may soon have to say goodbye to their cell phones, at least during classroom hours. That's thanks to a measure passed by state lawmakers yesterday. The measure also applies to personal laptops and tablets and makes exceptions for students with certain medical reasons. State Senator Christina Castro says she's worked on this bill for the past few years.
One of the things that's most important is we want our students to be focused in the classroom and not their device.
The measure was a top legislative priority for Governor J.B. Pritzker. In a statement, he says unchecked screen time and social media can be damaging and disruptive to students. Lawmakers in Springfield ended their spring legislative session without delivering anything to keep the Chicago Bears in Illinois. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal was there.
It was a chaotic and bitter end to a three-year legislative push by the Bears. After floating Hammond as a potential site for a new domed stadium, the team will now have to make clear whether that's a real possibility or a bluff. The Senate and House couldn't agree on a package to entice the Bears to build in Arlington Heights. Here's House Speaker Chris Welch.
We'll continue discussions on a number of issues, including our approach to the Bears stadium question this summer.
The Bears sounded none too happy at that, saying it would stick to its own timeline and make a decision on where to build by early summer. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Carbondale's final at-the-table dinner and dialogue event of the season is coming up soon at the Carbondale Civic Center. The theme is America at 250, the journey to freedom. Organizers say participants will examine the nation's progress in the unfinished work on freedom and equality since Juneteenth. The evening includes a community meal catered by Cristado's Cafe and Bakery. The At the Table series brings residents from diverse backgrounds together for guided conversations on culture, history, and racial healing. The event is free and open to the public. Doors open at 5 on Tuesday, tomorrow, with the dinner and dialogue beginning at 5:30. Seating is limited. Registration is recommended.